Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Lamed Ches 138. Yesterday we looked at a difficult, or actually a painful, song of Al Naharos Bavel, of Argolus, and the story of On the Rivers of Babylon. And we wonder, why is it juxtaposed between songs of praise? If you look at Kuf Lamed Hey, and then Kuf Lamed Vav, which we did 2 days ago, that was the Hallel HaGadol, and today's song, 138, is also full of joy and thanks. Why do we juxtapose or put in the middle of all this, the song of Argolus and the pain that we've experienced? And if you think about it, the Jewish people's strength has always been that although we have so many reasons to cry and mourn, and we do, because we're not where we're supposed to be, but at the same time, we're able to find joy and meaning in the present. And that's really the balance that we as a Jewish people deal with as we're still in Golus. But in addition, as we're going to see in this song today, sometimes the pain that we experience actually becomes an energy that propels us to move forward. And then there's so much that we can thank Hashem for. Today's song, Kuf Lamed Ches, the Radak says, is a song that David sang in thanks to Hashem for giving him the kingdom. Now, David experienced many conflicts and struggles before he got there, but that only made him more grateful when he was finally coronated and accepted as king. And although it was inspired by David's personal story, as we go through the song, our mission is to put in our own stories. This is a song that focuses on personal thanks. It's written in singular. Let's begin verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. L'David. Whenever a song begins, a mizmor begins, L'David, by David, it means that the song sort of evolved. There's no introduction. It just sort of came out of his mouth. And it just flowed. And he says, Odcha b'chol libi, I will thank Hashem with all my heart. I will thank Hashem sincerely. Neged Elohim azamareka, in front of Elohim, and in this case it's the secular Elohim, judges, kings, Sanhedrin, in front of great people, I will thank you, Hashem. And not only will I thank you, Hashem, with my voice, but Pasuk Beis, Eshtachave Elheichal Kodshecha Ve'ode Eshmecha. I will prostrate myself before your holy sanctuary, and I will thank your name, Al Chastecha Ve'al Amitecha, for your kindness and your truth. Let's go back to what does it mean to prostrate oneself before Hashem? It's a total physical submission that we're doing before Hashem. And sometimes we think, you know, saying thank you is enough, but it's not just enough to say thank you. How do we submit ourselves to you, Hashem, through our thanks? What physical action do we take in order to express our thanks to you? Try this. When you want to thank Hashem, when you say this song, Otcha b'chol libi, I thank you with all my heart, say, thank you Hashem for, and then put your own specific thank you that you have, and I, as a result, will do X, whatever that X may be. Meaning, how will I change my life, my thoughts, because of my appreciation to you, Hashem? That's surrendering oneself. That's submitting oneself to Hashem. And I thank Hashem, ki higdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. Your promises are even bigger than your name. And Rashi explains, you give us even more than we deserve. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. And David explains his story. Biyom karasi v'ta'aneni. On the day I called out to you, you answered me. Tarhiveni b'nefesh oz. You empowered me with a courageous soul. Think about a time that you asked for something and you got it. You know, Hashem, please help me feel better. And then you start feeling better. Or Hashem, help me get the job, as you're going on into an interview and you ask Hashem to help you, and you daven and you talk to Hashem and you get the job. Or ask Hashem that I should be able to buy this house, or I should be able to sell my house. There's so many things that we ask Hashem for on a regular basis, and so often we get exactly what we ask for. And when that happens, do you feel empowered? Do you feel strengthened? wow, Hashem answered me? Or do you just sort of thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and just move on without really feeling strengthened through this? That the idea is when Hashem answers us immediately, it empowers us to keep doing more and feeling stronger than we were before. Wow. We can also read it like this. Sometimes Hashem answers and it's not the answer that we wanted, but that doesn't mean that Hashem didn't answer us. And as a result, even though it's not the answer that we wanted, Tarhiveni Benefesh Oz, Hashem gives us the courage and the strength we need to handle this reality that we really did not ask for. We actually asked to have it removed. Hashem gives us the ability to cope with what we need to cope with, to help us get out of our comfort zone when we need to get out of our comfort zone. So even if Hashem says no, says the Tifa Tehilos, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, he gives me the strength to manage and thrive with that no. So on the day that I call out, he answers me, and however he answers me, it's there along with that answer comes with empowering my soul to be able to move forward with that answer. And for that, I am thankful. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. My thanks and the way I act because of my appreciation and thanks will be contagious. And we certainly see it in David's story. Yoducha Hashem kol malchei aretz. All the kings of the earth will acknowledge you. Kishamu imre ficha, because they heard the words of your mouth. Specifically, it's referring to, says the Radak, that when I became king, David says, after being pursued by Shaul and so many others, the other nations came and praised you because you had said that I would be king, and they didn't believe it, but then they saw that it happened. Rashi says they praised you and they remembered what you had said way back at Har Sinai, even though they weren't at Sinai, but everyone knew what God had spoken to the Jewish people. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, V'yashiru b'darchei Hashem, and these nations will sing about the ways of Hashem, ki gadol kvod Hashem, because the kavod of Hashem is so great. The Das HaMikra explains V'yashiru not as and they will sing or and they sang, but it's also from the language of yashar, of being straight, meaning they will come and act straight. They will act properly. So what we're saying here is that when we're thankful people and we therefore change our behavior because of it, we inspire those around us to be better as well and to be thankful as well. And now we move on to the next part of the song, which tells us what the most impressive thing is that we should be thankful for. Pasuk Vav. Kiram Hashem v'shafal yireh, because Hashem is so high, and He sees those who are so low. V'gavoa mimerchak yiyeda, and although He is so high, from a distance He will recognize them. Meaning, sometimes when you're in the most pain and you feel in the most vulnerable place, that's when Hashem sees you the most clearly. And as a result, Pasuk Zion, imelech bekerev tzara techayeni, so that if I walk in the midst of a tzara, if I'm in the most difficult time in my life, you bring me life. You make me feel alive. Al af oivai tishlach yadecha, despite what my enemies will do, you will send your hand, v'toshieni yaminecha, and save me with your right hand. And what David HaMelech is recounting with these psukim is his story, the process of him getting to that place of becoming the king. It was not easy. He was brought down low, not only by the king Shaul, but he was brought down low by many other people and nations as well. But nonetheless, that's when he felt Hashem holding on, giving him chiyus, giving him that life and that life's energy to move forward. And at this point, Pasuk Ches, Hashem yigmor ba'adi, Hashem will complete for me, Hashem chastecha le'olam, Hashem, your continue your chesed forever. Hashem, you're giving me so much. Keep going, Hashem. Keep giving. There's nothing wrong with asking Hashem for more and more and more in our thank yous. Thank you, Hashem. You're giving me so much. Keep going. So ma'aseh yadecha al teref. Don't leave the creation of your hand. In other words, meaning, don't leave me here. I'm in the process of being king. I'm in the process of enjoying and appreciating that which you've given me. And let me keep going. It's almost as if we're saying, Shachiyanu v'kiyamanu v'igiyanu lazman hazeh. Hashem, help. Thank you for bringing me to this point. And don't drop me here. Keep granting me the ability to move forward, because I have so much more I want to do. And with this, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, in his Sefer Tiv HaTehillos, says, often in times of feeling, you know, Hashem has brought me to this point, we want to then add new resolutions, and we're going to move forward. And that's really what we should do. Thank you, Hashem, and therefore I'm going to move forward, and this is my resolution. And then after we make the resolution, we look back and say, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? How am I going to make this happen? And so here we say, Hashem, help us finish this resolution. And the truth is, all we can do is start. Our obligation is lahatchil, to begin, v'akadosh baruch hu yisayeya ba'ado, and Hashem helps him then ligmar ha'maaseh, to come to a completion or to have the outcome that needs to have happened, as it's brought down in Pirkei Avos, where it says lo alecha hamlacha ligmar. It's not up to you to finish, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't start. We need to start, and Hashem yigmar ba'adi. Hashem will finish it for me. Sometimes it may not be finished in the way that we had planned. In other words, we may do some hishtadlus, we may make our efforts, we work on the process, but Hashem controls the outcome, and Hashem makes the outcome the way it needs to be. Hashem yigmar ba'adi. I am making my efforts. Hashem will complete it in the way that he knows it needs to be completed. And for that, I'm thankful. So this is a personal song, and it inspires us as we sing it to think about a personal matter, a personal achievement that Hashem enabled us to achieve. And when you say the song, think about a particular story in your life and thank Hashem for enabling you to get to that place. Shachiyanu v'kiyamanu v'yigiyanu lazman hazeh odcha b'chol libi. I will acknowledge you, or I will thank you with all my heart. At the same time, recognize that sometimes, even if we haven't reached those achievements yet, Hashem gives us the strength in the moment to be and do what we need to do to move forward in life. Hashem doesn't leave us. And with that, we are also saying, Otcha b'chol libi. I thank you, Hashem, with all my heart. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishma, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.